We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Spontaneous viewers to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiriquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable at Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietset. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bureya on Medium Network Service or MNS. And a new addition in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Sa Tenger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And a new addition, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. Notul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. Our newest additions in Mongolia, in Undarhan City in Henti Province. Channel 23 on Sanbur Company. In Sanshan City in Dorongob Province. channel 25 on Sun Power Company, and in Mandorkold City, channel 12 on Hro Cable TV, in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, and in the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Poland, channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, please note there have been several changes. On Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 95, formerly 97, on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 95, formerly channel 108, on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 95, formerly channel 108, on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 106, formerly channel 107, on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03, on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 102, on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 106, formerly channel 107, on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, channel 97, on Kuosheng Cable TV. And a new addition in Puozi City, channel 90, on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And new additions in Yunlin County, channel 108 on Douliu Township on Qialian Cable TV, and channel 108 in Yuanjiang Township on Beigang Cable TV.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates encourages citizens to eat more fruit. In community news, a Palestinian woman is honored for helping to provide educational opportunities to many. In Veg News, an American award-winning eco-chef demonstrates plant-based soul cooking to university students. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 17th, is St. Patrick's Day, the feast day of St. Patrick, a patron saint of Ireland. Born in the latter part of the 4th century, St. Patrick is well-loved for his humility and devotion to God. This special day, which has been commemorated for more than 1,000 years, began as a religious holiday in Ireland for spiritual renewal and offerings of prayer for missionaries around the world. It is now also celebrated at the St. Patrick's Festival, the country's largest gathering. Other nations, including the United States, Canada, and Australia, have joined in observing this auspicious occasion with festive parades. In addition, traditional symbols such as shamrocks, leprechauns, wearing the color green, and wishing others good luck are all part of the fun. May a fantastic St. Patrick's Day be enjoyed by all the Irish and the Irish at heart.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Chile. On Monday, March 15th, electricity was restored after 90% of the nation was thrown into a blackout the day before. The utility failures come as Chile continues to reel from the intense 8.8 magnitude earthquake just 2 weeks before that triggered a tsunami and took more than 500 lives, also affecting 2 million residents.
Después del sismo grande que vino el tsunami. Y del tsunami que vino se secó todo el río. La ola tenía 22 metros. Para la ola pasaba por encima de eucalipto. Y ahí lo dimos cuenta que era un tsunami que venía. Algo espantoso, un truendo que no se puede comparar con nada.
Mi nombre es Sofía Monsalve, sobreviviente de este episodio triste. Bueno, nosotros perdimos nuestras cosas, nuestros enseres, y también perdimos la vida de mi suegro y la vida de mi hijo en este maremoto. Saliendo adelante, pues ahí está mi esposo en el bote. No sé si la cámara la puede enfocar, buscando a mi hijo. Ahí anda él, no ha cesado la búsqueda. Ya llevamos, no sé si 8 o 9 días buscando a mi hijo.
Expressing her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $20,000 in emergency aid, requesting that our local association members please go as soon as conditions allowed to help the worst afflicted. This amount could acquire $63,000 in materials purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Chile, covering their own travel expenses of approximately $720 and sleeping in cars. Our native association members quickly went to the areas most in need. After their initial relief work in the San Antonio area, the provincial newspaper El Lider published an article by journalist Darwin Benavides with an excerpt as follows.
Having experienced earthquake and tsunami, the province slowly begins to rise thanks to contributions of food and clothing that have come from different places. An example of this is the work that has been done by a group of young members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, who came with a donation of more than $20,000 in merchandise for victims of the earthquake.
Returning to the quake-affected regions, the relief team prepared more than 6 tons of urgent goods, including rice, pasta, oil, salt, water, sugar, tea herbs, matches, personal hygiene items, diapers, blankets, and chlorine within hours. They then delivered the aid packages in the village of Putu and other neighborhoods in Constitución, especially rural and coastal areas. The relief recipients were overjoyed for Supreme Master Qinghai's help, even inviting our association members to share what little food they had.
Le damos gracias a la Asociación Internacional de la Maestranza Suprema Qinghai, que ha venido a ayudarnos en este momento. Le damos gracias a toda la gente que se ha acercado aquí.
De la comuna de toda la Constitución, que le damos muchas gracias.
Gracias a la Maestra Suprema Qinghai por el aporte que nos está haciendo acá en la ciudad de Constitución.
We send our gratefulness to all governments, organizations, and individuals for their continued assistance in Chile. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted support of the vulnerable, as well as our association relief team's diligent endeavors. May heaven bless the Chilean people with a smooth path to a full recovery, as we pray that such devastations may be avoided through humanity's kinder, more eco-conscious lifestyles.
Powerful cyclone strikes in the southern Pacific. On Monday, March the 15th, Category 4 Hurricane Thomas swept through the island nation of Fiji, topping wind speeds of 170 kilometers per hour and creating waves up to 7 meters high. Over 10,000 were evacuated, with several persons who succumbed to the storm. Power communication and road access was severed on the islands of Sikobia and Kwelelevu, which have been unreachable with no communication since the storm hit. On Tuesday, the National Disaster Council declared a state of emergency in the northern and eastern parts of the nation, with military and naval personnel dispatched to provide food, water, and other essentials to those in need. Officials also plan to conduct an aerial survey to assess further impact.
Our grateful thanks to all agencies providing assistance and watching over the Fijian people. We send our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the well-being of all affected residents and that such events are eased through humanity's increased consideration for the earth and her inhabitants.
Severe sandstorm obstructs western China. In Xinjiang, Weiwu'er Autonomous Region, the sandstorm's orange haze created zero visibility in some areas of Hoshan Prefecture and also affected neighboring Shanxi Province. Traffic was disrupted, with agriculture feared to be damaged by the harsh weather. Meteorology experts are currently forecasting that severe drought in regions such as desertified Erekzan, one of the key sources of China's sandstorms, will result in even more such storms this year than last. We pray for a quick return to clear weather conditions in Xinjiang. May harmful conditions as these be lessened as more people adopt compassionate practices that bring balance to our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Olaxis, or Vietnamese Golden Kite Awards, honor cinematic achievements. the nation's 8th annual Film Awards, held on Sunday, March the 14th, at the Friendship Palace in Hanoi, Ho Lac, or Vietnam, honoured the movie industry's finest accomplishments. The film, Don't Burn, was a resounding winner with 6 Golden Kite Awards, including Viewer's Choice and Best Director. Best Actor went to Chin Hoi, who played his premier leading role in 14 Days Off, while another new talent, actress Min-Hoo Wong, won Best Actress for her role in Don't Burn. To commemorate the first anniversary of Vietnamese Cinema Day, the National Cinema Center and Quoc Yen Cinema also offered free screenings of all 8 feature films. Our applause, awardees, and bravo all nominees for your contributions to this year's Golden Kite Awards. May your talent continue to shine ever bright as you bring entertaining and uplifting performances to audiences across the world.
Secondhand smoke causes lifelong adverse effects in children. A new study published in Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes, a journal of the American Heart Association, shows that children frequently exposed to secondhand smoke have higher risk of future blood vessel hardening and heart disease. Of nearly 500 children evaluated who were exposed to tobacco smoke from ages 8 to 13, the ones who had the most exposure also had a significantly thicker blood vessel wall and increased problems with blood vessel function after age 13.
These children also showed higher levels of apolipoprotein B, a component of cholesterol that indicates increased heart disease risk. Lead author Dr. Katarina Kallio of the University of Turku in Finland said, "These findings suggest that children should not face exposure to tobacco smoke at all. Even a little exposure may be harmful for blood vessels. We need to provide children a smoke-free environment."
Dr. Kallio and the University of Turku colleagues, we appreciate your work and findings that further highlight the harms of tobacco exposure for the innocent young. We join in heartfelt agreement and pray that all heed the call to provide safe, smoke-free atmospheres for children everywhere.
Tobacco carries illness-causing bacteria. A study led by Dr. Amy Sapkota of the University of Maryland in the USA found bacterial growth springing from even very small particles of tobacco. While cigarette smoking has long been linked to higher rates of respiratory illness due to the damaging effects of noxious substances such as nicotine, this study illustrated that bacteria is another potent source of infection. In their report, Dr. Sapkota's team listed findings of many tobacco-bred bacteria, some of which are potentially lethal to humans, such as E. coli and Campylobacter, as well as pneumonia-related Clostridium and Klebsiella, and several Staphylococcus bacteria that have been seen in serious hospital-associated infections. Our appreciation, Dr. Sapkota, and all scientists involved in this eye-opening study of the damaging germs in all forms of tobacco. May more and more people soon enjoy the vitality and health-protecting benefits of living intoxicant-free.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking: childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Hawaiian woman saved after car went over a cliff. On the Big Island of Hawaii, USA, a woman was trapped inside her car with water coming in after it plunged off a cliff and turned upside down in landing near a rocky beach. Residents Chris Dayden, Chris Box, and his brother, who witnessed the event, rushed to the site to help. Talking to the driver in an effort to ease her panic, they worked to pry open the doors and were able to get her safely out.
Then, as they had noticed toys in the car, they continued to search to see if there were any child passengers, which fortunately was not the case. Paramedics arriving on the scene treated the woman, who suffered only minor injuries. We are relieved to know of the woman's safety and send our heartfelt admiration, Chris Dayden and the Box Brothers, for your swift and selfless aid in an emergency situation. Wishing you many celebrations of life in warm companionship together.
For their brave and kind-hearted deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Chris Dayden, Chris Box, and his brother with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Sulfur dioxide reduction could speed global warming, as a harmful aerosol pollutant emitted in the processing of coal, oil, and industrial processes, a focus on sulfur dioxide levels have brought drastic reductions in several industrialized nations. Currently, countries such as India and China are also making efforts to reduce these pollutants. However, a study by the European Commission Joint Research Centre has found that such endeavours are likely to heat the planet more quickly.
This is because the presence of sulfur dioxide causes atmospheric cooling, which balances the heat of the CO2 released during these fossil fuel burning processes, suggesting that heat from coal, oil and industry has played a smaller role in climate heating than previously thought. This finding also corresponds with a report from Dr. Drew Schindel of the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, who evaluated the interaction between methane and aerosols such as sulfur dioxide. He also concluded that methane, generated primarily by livestock and related meat production, was having a much larger warming effect than previously understood.
Our appreciation, European Commission, Joint Research Centre, Dr. Schindel, and all other participating scientists for this insightful finding. May such research as yours motivate more rapid efforts to reduce planet-heating greenhouse gases to preserve our environment for future generations.
As in a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai has highlighted on many occasions that the most urgent global warming threat lies in sources other than fossil fuel-burning industries.
If the goal is to be a truly carbon-free society, we should consider all the major sources of greenhouse gases emissions. You see, we are emitting greenhouse gases not just through the fumes from factories, houses, and cars, but also through the products that we choose to consume. Besides, CO2 is cancelled out by aerosols, which are released at the same time from burning fossil fuels. Even though aerosols are very detrimental to our health, they actually have a cooling effect that cancels out the CO2 heat in the atmosphere. The warming climate problem is not from CO2. It's not from carbon dioxide. I repeat, it's not from carbon dioxide. It is from other sources, mainly methane. First and foremost, eliminate the single largest source of human-caused methane, namely livestock. Stop animal product, then we stop global warming.
Save our planet. Indian environmental group Tarumitra reports that honeybee numbers are plummeting in Bihar state and neighboring Nepal due to pesticide use and monoculture crops that deny the bees a regular food supply.
Save Our Planet. A team of US biologists and other scientists confirm that the Mauripus swamp, the second largest coastal forest in Louisiana, USA, is in drastic decline from excessive logging, development, seawater encroachment, and resulting nutrient loss.
Save Our Planet. Environment Ministry delegates from South Korea visit Azerbaijan to review advancements in an ongoing collaborative eco-project designed to improve environmental management in Azerbaijan.
Save Our Planet. A climate-related delayed monsoon in India's Jammu and Kashmir state has caused a steep rise in food prices, as well as long travels by foot as residents seek adequate water.
Here.
Hi, and I'm Sue.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
And we're both vegan. We're here with a tip of the day.
For your intelligent bird companions, it's important to get toys that are the proper size for them.
Yes, Zoo. Then your sweet fatted friends will be able to play safely with their fun toys.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, the United Arab Emirates offers free fruit at the workplace. The Ministry of Health held a week of fruits in which all employees in Dubai were offered two types of fruit in the morning. In addition, information was supplied as to the nutritional value of fruit and the health benefits of eating well. 87% of those that participated in the program reported that they will continue the vitalizing fruit habit. Our sincere appreciation, United Arab Emirates and Ministry of Health, for encouraging natural foods which promote well-being. May all people discover the many wonderful advantages of the earth-saving plant-based diet to ourselves, our animal co-inhabitants, and our planet.
In community news, a Palestinian woman is honored for her humanitarian endeavors. Ms. Nusa Niseba was awarded the Knight of Jerusalem in recognition of her lifetime contribution to education and the rights of women and prisoners. Ms. Nuseba has been instrumental in the founding of a number of schools and is deeply committed to providing educational opportunities for young girls and orphans. The caring Ms. Nuseba has also been active in work to help people with disabilities. Congratulations, Ms. Nusa Nuseba, on your fine recognition. May Allah bless the beautiful Palestinian people with everlasting peace, happiness, and sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, vegan chef Mr. Bryant Terry demonstrates the culinary delights of delicious plant-based soul food. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more inspiring news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, righteous news for a conscientious world. In Veg News, an American eco-chef demonstrates his culinary skills. Award-winning vegan chef Mr. Bryant Terry gave a food preparation presentation at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, entitled Redefining Soul Food. Mr. Terry has said, "My personal food choices align with my values of supporting all living beings, local economies, and the environment, as well as working towards a more equitable food system." Chef Bryant is also a noted cookbook author, with Vegan Soul Kitchen being one of his most popular. It is based on traditional recipes from African and Caribbean countries, reinterpreted into scrumptious dishes with all animal-free ingredients. Bravo, Chef Bryant Terry, on your compassionate advocacy of the plant-based diet. May each individual discover how delectable ethnic cuisine is when served the earth-saving vegan way.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Shanghainese entitled Emergency Room.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Shining World Leadership Award, President of Slovenia Dr. Janev Drnovšek which is presented in person by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I was born and lived in Slovenia till I was 16 years old, and although it's nearly 40 years that I have been living in the United Kingdom, I still have fond memories of my childhood in Koper. As a vegetarian for more than 30 years, I'm very proud that Slovenia had such a unique president as Dr. Drnovšek. The world would be much more peaceful and caring if other leaders followed his example. Bonnie Kali from the United Kingdom.
Vibrant Bonnie Kali, thank you for your thoughtful note. You certainly have every reason to be proud of Slovenia's noble, vegan second president, Dr. Drnovšek. It is wonderful that you are veg. So many innocent lives have been saved just by that. We also pray that more world leaders, in the spirit of the great Dr. Drnovšek, adopt the plant-based, low-emissions diet in this very urgent time of our planet, with divine blessings.
You have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May every moment of your day be illuminated by wisdom and grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Afghan's Ministry of Education, MOE, reports that at least 240 schools reopen in parts of the country over the past 18 months as the area becomes more safe and peaceful.
Thousands of students from across the globe participate in World Vision's 30-hour famine, during which they refrain from eating for 30 hours to raise money for the less fortunate and for their own first-hand experience of hunger.
Following an effective trial period, the Voluntary Health Association of India announces that tobacco products sold nationwide as of June the 1st will feature pictorial warnings highlighting their dangers to protect public health.
Peru's President Alan Garcia approves funding for a tsunami warning system to protect the lives of the 1.6 million residents living along the country's Pacific coast.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announces that, thanks to extensive infrastructure improvements, all villages across the country with populations of more than 20 families are now provided with electricity.
Technicians from India's Bhagwan Mahavir Viklan Sahayata Samiti, makers of the Jaipur prosthetic foot and knee, provide free new limbs to 1,000 victims of civil war in Sri Lanka.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva becomes the first Brazilian head of state to visit the Middle East as he begins a tour of Israel, Palestine and Jordan to meet with the leaders and offer a renewed outlook on the peace process.
Japan donates funds for a cistern project in Hebron, Palestine, and to repair the main Al-Badhan pipeline in Nablus for residents' improved access to water supplies.
A study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology reports that besides a smoke-free lifestyle, the best way to prevent chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a diet high in fiber, especially from whole grains.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown reports that the government is planning to furnish maternity wards with extra beds, giving fathers the opportunity to stay overnight following the birth of their babies. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.